Welcome to 180v.net. Please spread the word and remember to check back regularly for new material. Some listeners will take issue with what is proposed here. Think of this MP3 as a test of one's ability to draw conclusions based on facts as opposed to emotions. While a system of one person, one vote sounds great on paper to some, in reality, it's massively flawed. 3 points. 1. Some people's opinions are best ignored. How one decides whose voices should be ignored is open for debate. However, it's a fact society is best served by ignoring what many people think. I mean, what percentage of society is either extremely ignorant or extremely gullible? 30%? 50%? You think sheep should vote? People who can't name the capital of their own state? People who can't name the three branches of the U.S. government? People who can't steer the ship for their own kids? You want these people to have a say? Bottom line is, we the people need to set aside our emotions and accept reality, which is that excellence is built on exclusion, not inclusion. Repeat, excellence is built on exclusion, not inclusion. Lowering the bar so everyone has a voice is both illogical and disastrous. I mean, in politics, this shows up as a bunch of clueless voters voting for some incompetent politician. The second point I'll cover, skin in the game. Meaning, only those with skin in the game get the vote. I mean, given that the vast majority of government bills incorporate taxpayer dollars to fund some program, only those who have paid into the coffers, think taxes, would have a voice. Oh, by the way, older individuals who previously paid into the system would keep their voice. And you ask, what about matters being proposed that do not involve taxpayer dollars? Why should not having paid dollars, taxes, disqualify one from having input? Well, my plan would put all proposals regarding those matters in voter referendums. There, the skin in the game qualifier is ignored. So this path solves not only the skin in the game issue, but also the quote, middleman, think politician, issue by cutting them out of the picture. My third and last point. By eliminating gullible voters, as well as those lacking skin in the game, politicians who bring little to the table other than their smoke and mirror sales pitch would be forced out. I mean, the benefit to society of removing politicians who are little more than con artists selling bullshit cannot be overstated. I mean, let's be clear. The increase in the quality of those individuals running for office would be huge. I mean, politicians would actually have to justify how they spend taxpayer money as the days of handing out free candy to buy the votes of those with no skin in the game would cease to exist. Our deficit would decrease, and any politician who votes to hand over taxpayer dollars to fund some bullshit program would have a very short career. Related to accountability, any voter who votes for a senator who hasn't during their campaign pledged in front of a camera to reduce the federal budget forfeits all rights to bitch. I mean, after all, common sense tells anyone with a modicum of critical thinking skill that you want your decision makers close to home. Read State House, not Washington. Meaning, fewer federal programs and more state programs. I mean, to repeat, fewer federal programs and more state programs. Also, voting in a primary should be a prerequisite for being permitted to vote in a general election, given change comes about in the primaries, not the general. Now, yes, I'm aware that this rule only applies to some, given current rules regarding primary voting. Oh, by the way, if you're one of those insecure voters who always votes for whatever rep your team puts forward in the general, regardless of their competence, meaning you lack the spine to kick your rep to the curb by voting for the other team's rep, do society a favor and stop voting. My point in this episode is to point out the obvious, which is that no one with an IQ in the triple digits would solicit the general public's opinion on a matter and then act based on popularity. I mean, to those thinking, well, but voting is different. After all, policies affect everyone who lives in the area. While a true statement, yes, we need to remember that just because one is voting age, it does not mean they are qualified to make good decisions even for themselves. In closing, the topic here, as with many others we could cite, clearly illustrates why tradition is, in and of itself, illogical. Thanks for visiting 180view.net. Spread the word, and remember to check back regularly for new material.